Food waste can't be eliminated, but it could be reduced. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There are plenty of good reasons for society to work harder at reducing food waste. Brian Rowe, an ag economist at The Ohio State University, has spent a lot of time on the issue.
When you try to solve food waste, you get a threefold benefit from doing that. You can address issues of food security, you can address issues of financial waste and efficiency, and you can address issues of environmental and resource burden.
Did you catch how Rowe worded that? Try to solve food waste? He allows that the situation can be improved, but elimination of the problem is most unlikely.
There are lots of people saying we should have zero waste, which is a great concept in general, but economists also know that perfection is also very costly and difficult to achieve. And so finding that sweet spot, we definitely have too much waste, but trying to find exactly where and which places to push on and to try to improve on is something that hopefully economists can help direct society to find the places that we can make the biggest bang for the buck, if you will, in terms of addressing food waste and do the most good for the most people.
Rowe was among several presenters in a recent webinar put on by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. I link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.